This is the ProCo 360 podcast for people who love Colorado and love hearing from Colorado's most inventive and successful entrepreneurs. I'm Dave Tabor. Today's episode features Jamie Zaman, founder and president of Titan, well, Titan CEO. We're going to talk about Titan 100 separately, but Titan CEO. The Titan CEO program recognizes the top 100 CEOs and C-level executives for their leadership, vision, and passion. The company started in Colorado, and it's kind of wild. We scheduled this session several months ago, and while we've been waiting for the stars to align today in the studio, this company has expanded into new markets. Now they're in 8. The growth is impressive, and what I'm really looking forward to is the story of how Titan CEO and its biggest division, Titan 100, has found such massive acceptance in a niche that, to me, already seemed kind of saturated with organizations like YPO and in markets where business publications and business groups already have executive recognition, executive peer groups, and other things. And it seemed like in every category that was already covered, and yet Titan CEO is thriving. So here we are with an exploding Titan CEO business. And Jamie, I'm glad you're here with me on ProCo 360.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Excited to be here.
Good. And, you know, it has been months since we sort of contemplated doing this. And so let's start with your overview of Titan CEO. I know you've got divisions and the whole thing. So help us sort of set the level on the company.
Yeah. So Titan CEO started in 2019 with it was just an idea that I had to start my own Titan peer groups. And it came from a little bit of my background in working for over a decade with CEOs and just the love of entrepreneurs in general. Fast forward, I guess 9 months in, and I recognized that I needed more and I wanted to build a community unlike anything that I felt that existed in the Colorado market. So I decided I was going to launch this Titan 100 program, and that is effectively our second division of the company that has now expanded to 8 markets across the country. And just most recently this year, we have launched our Titan Executive Retreats. And so that's the third division under the Titan CEO umbrella. So Titan Peer Groups, Titan 100, and Titan Executive Retreats.
Got it. So we're going to talk about each of those and a lot about Titan 100, because that's what's really fascinating me. And I let in the origin and or the intro to this. But like, where did the idea come from? What were you doing that made you feel like you needed to create this company?
Titan CEO or Titan 100? I should be clear.
Well, let's start with Titan CEO. Well, which came first?
Well, Titan CEO came first. Yeah. All so right. I wanted, again, just to work exclusively within peer groups and work exclusively with CEOs to help them grow their business, to help them foster a community where they could do things. I had been an EO myself, so entrepreneurs organization, for several years. I loved EO, but I also saw challenges with it. And one of the biggest being that it was not professionally facilitated. So I felt that I could bring a level of facilitation and forward-thinking initiatives in the peer groups that EO was not bringing. So,
but were you an executive? Were you an entrepreneur at the time?
Yes. Yeah,
so when you were an EO?
I was. So back on the East Coast, I started as an account executive at a magazine called Smart CEO, and it grew very rapidly. And I also grew with it. I started as an account executive, became an advertising director, then an associate publisher, then a publisher, then a group publisher, then a division president and president of the company. So
then you found yourself in EO.
And then I found myself in EO.
Got it. All
so
right.
15 years.
Yeah. Now, before we started this, we were kind of waiting for everything to get set up. We were talking about sales, and you started your career in sales.
I did.
So this isn't part of our outline, but I kind of want to go there. So, like, you've got really strong views about sales, right?
I do.
Talk about it.
I do. Well, I think natural born salespeople, I think, have this innate ability when they're young. I will tell you that when I was, I don't know, even in elementary school, I was always trying to sell something. I sold pool memberships for kids to swim in my pool, or my dad's vegetables out of his garden. I made bracelets. As I grew up in a small family-run business, I used to travel with my father across the country to different trade shows at 13 and 14 and 15, and I would stand behind the counters and sell the products on the floor in front of adults. Well, my dad manufactures two different companies. They're not even related, but thermal wire strippers. So yes, I know how to solder quite well. I learned some pretty cool skills that way. But a division of underwater heaters and lights for scuba divers. So
there's such a thing? Underwater heaters for scuba divers?
Underwater heaters and lights.
Wow. Well, lights I get. The heater part, I will talk about that separately because I dive. I just thought a wetsuit was going to be it, but I should have had a heater.
Well, I know you're from the East Coast like me. So I'm from Baltimore, born and raised, and it's cold diving on the East Coast. So
okay. So back to your philosophy about selling and sales.
Yes. So I started selling very young, and then I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I either wanted to run my dad's company or start my own. And I knew that I would have to be good at selling the vision and the company and the product or whatever it was. Yes.
Consciously?
Yeah, because in order to, I saw it with my dad's business. I had to be able to sell the products and help, you know, educate people on the benefits of what we were selling. So I knew that in order to run any company, I'd have to be good at sales. I actually was fortunate enough to get recruited in college to Cutco, and I sold knives for—
Wow. Were you good at it?
I ended up becoming a branch manager and a pilot sales manager. So yes, I was good at it, I think. But it was— It taught me so many incredible skills. And if you can sell knives, I think you can sell anything.
You know, but some— Okay. And maybe you're using this now, but some of what I've experienced with Cutco salespeople, and they're usually, you know, vibrant, excited college kids, right? A lot of it is that it's charm and it's vulnerability and it's sometimes displaying ineptitude that wins that wins over people. And but you can't sell by displaying, you know, sort of pathetic personal like traits now that you can to succeed at selling knives.
Sure, but I will tell you those knives, hands down, are incredible. I have them in my house. All of my family has them.
Too.
So
yeah.
A product that sells itself will always do a great job for a bad salesperson. But what I loved about it is it gives college kids the confidence that they need to develop some really strong skills that you can't get in college.
True. It does take, if nothing else, bravery and tenacity, even in the midst of ineptitude, right? And I suppose that's what, now that I think about it, like anytime we do something new, like it takes bravery and tenacity, even if we're inept, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to transition because that would be awkward if I transition that way. But I'm going to get back to the outline, which is Titan CEO and Titan 100. So the company has grown quickly, and it seemed to me, especially in the Titan 100, which is like the most notable high visibility aspect of Titan CEO, it's about recognition of CEOs and business executives. And to me, well, two things. One is great companies, fast-growing companies usually are built on like solving a pain point, a painful problem. And it doesn't seem that CEO recognition is like a painful problem. So what is it that's making your business like stick so fast and so hard?
I think there's two prongs to this. The first thing that I'll say is that recognition, I'll talk about recognition and then I'll talk about kind of the impetus with Titan 100. But recognition is something that I've spent 15 years recognizing CEOs through the pages of Smart CEO magazine, and that was the company. And I was so drawn to the entrepreneurs. We would used to tell their stories inside the pages of the magazines, and we would host about 40 different corporate award programs recognizing the best of the best in different areas. And these organizations that do recognition are so important because, one, it captures what these people are doing and how they are becoming incredible in their disciplines. And that is something that is admirable and inspirational. And so just like you, Dave, you've interviewed all of these people, you're capturing their stories. They're being able to share the secrets to their sauce. And so I've always wanted to surround myself with these entrepreneurs that think differently and do things differently. And they are, for me, and have always been inspiration. So I fell in love with the publication and the recognition side of things. What I wanted to do differently with Titan was not just give an award. I think awards are important because, like I said, we don't celebrate the success, but it's so much more than just an award. It's the ability to turn around and say, this is how I got here, and now let me share my story with you. And so part of the benefits of the Titan program is, one, we are recognizing excellence, and we define a modern-day Titan as somebody who is preeminent, distinguished, a leader in their industry. It's about doing what they do better than anyone else. When you think of modern-day Titans, I mean, everybody has their sort of thought process behind who they identify as a Titan of industry. And so recognizing these Titans is one way to help educate the community and the broader constituents about what these individuals are doing, because everyone wants to learn from them. Everyone wants to get inside their brains and understand how they think. And that's inspirational to me.
Yeah.
What's different about Titan 100 is not only recognizing these individuals, but once we do, we invite them into this gated community of other Titans. And we build and foster a community that allows them to connect with their fellow Titans. And that is something that is not being done by anybody that I know of.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, but you describe that community.
So community, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of communities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned even a couple of EO that you were in. YPO is another one. And then there are consultancies like Vistage and others that are specifically created to put peers together. So what's different about the way you're doing it?
I think the difference is, one, the criteria. So we get hundreds of people that will apply for the Titan program every year in every one of our 8 markets. With any other organization, you, I guess you just pay your way in. So I want to be an EO. I didn't have to have any qualifications other than I was just the president of a company. So take my money and I get to belong to this peer group. The difference with Titan, again, goes back to this gated process where you've beat out hundreds of other people that have applied to make it into this program. You're recognized. We publish a book on you. We celebrate your success as a leader in your industry, as a dominant force, as a titan of industry. And now we're going to create a safe space that offers you the ability to connect with your fellow Titans, with other people who are doing incredible work just like you. And there's something magical when you bring Titans of industry together and you put them in a room.
Yeah, yeah. So let me push back a little bit, because the question that may – I wonder if your objective isn't as much recognition as it is sort of inspiration. Now you're gating – so how is the application process? Are you targeting those who are going to be most inspirational as well as Titans? Or what's the lever that you pull to decide who gets in and who doesn't?
Well, we have independent judging selection committees that will review, score, and rank all of the applicants that come in. We are looking for Titans in our application process to essentially answer 4 questions. Number one, we want to know the entrepreneurial story that led them to this place that they are today. We want to know, how did they get to be this executive or the CEO of this company? We want to know that story. That's the inspiration piece. Mm. Number two, we want to know what their vision is for the next 5 years for themselves and their organization, because I've never met a Titan that didn't have a powerful vision. Number three, we want to know what makes them a Titan of industry. What makes them the best at what it is that they do? And I don't care whether you manufacture a product or a widget or provide a service. If you don't have the conviction that you're the best in your industry, that's not a Titan mindset. And then the last thing we want to know is, what are your successes? So what have you identified, whether it's awards, books published, growth or acquisition, employee retention, community service, like what has been your biggest and proudest accomplishments? That's the criteria.
Yeah. Which is your favorite?
What's of those?
Yeah. Like, the story. What quality do you look at when you think this, you know, is it a category? Is it a quality when you think of a Titan?
Ooh. the one thing. It's the conviction, I think, about what it is that you do. So, you know, you run a podcast. How are you the best at what you do? What makes you unique? What's your value proposition? Really honing in and understanding that. No, it's all about belief. And if you believe you're the best, you're halfway there.
All right. Now that will contradict, not contradict, but it's going to fly in the face of what we've learned a lot about some of the world's best leaders and how humble and how humble they are and how they don't want to talk about what makes them the best. They just want to like show you their numbers or they just want to let you use their product, but they won't talk about it.
They may not want to talk about them as the best,
yeah.
But their ability. So someone told me, you know, to be a smart CEO, it's not being the smartest in the room. It's about surrounding yourself with the smartest. Mm-hmm. So what makes people titans of industry is who they bring into their organization and where they place them, the customers that they acquire, the service and the product, their conviction in their people, their ability to support and embrace that.
So the most humble CEOs are not shy about talking about their company and their people.
Yes.
And so you can get past, you can be a titan by being proud of those around you and not necessarily wearing it on your chest. Your
right.
Sleeve.
So for example, I mean, like to me, when I think about what makes Titan CEO a titan of industry, yeah. Well, one, it's the way that we are building a community unlike anything that I believe that exists out there. Now, whether that's true or not, I believe it to be true. And so that's my Titan mindset.
Got it. All right. I want to come back and ask you one more question. But first, I want to thank our sponsors. Hey, you're listening to ProCo 360, named Best Colorado Business Podcast the last 4 years. I'm your host, Dave Tabor. This is the podcast for people who love Colorado and the stories of Colorado businesses and entrepreneurs. You asked me, Jamie, what makes my podcast different. Here we are. My guest today is Jamie Zaman, founder and president of Titan CEO. Thanks to our sponsors, Kinsley Meetings. And I don't know if you know Steve Kinsley, but his company, his and Allison's company called Kinsley Meetings, is ProCo 360's longest running sponsor. It's growing based on a great reputation for planning and conducting meetings with lots of variables. Also via technologies, they host ProCo 360. I appreciate their help, the team's help, keeping the website running well. Colorado Biz Magazine and our partnership is one of building our audiences together. Finally, Denver Angels, and we partner with Denver Angels to feature great Colorado companies. Go to ProCo360.com. And check out these great sponsors and a bonus sponsor because, of course, it's this time of year. ProCo 360 is also sponsored for this and a couple more episodes by the Department of Revenue's new sales and use tax system, your one-stop shop for Colorado's tax jurisdictions. Quickly file and pay statewide with simple online forms in the SUTS portal. All right, now I have a question for you, Jamie, getting back to sort of Titan 100, Titan CEO, and your brand. When you think about who becomes a Titan, at some point they all reflect on your brand. And so, like, if somebody's awesome at their business, but they could be a character in Succession or Yellowstone, do you want them to be a Titan 100 in your family?
That's a good question. I think that there's something really powerful about who you surround yourself with and the company that you keep. And they say that, you know, you are, who, you know, the five people that you surround yourself with. And I choose to surround myself with Titans. And they are what inspire me and keep me going. And they, I know that the community has wielded some incredible benefit. And we have such diversity of industry, scope, size, company, that that's also what makes, that's a uniqueness for us. So for example, 40% of the list is women. That's really powerful. When you look at the pie chart of revenue and size of an industry, it's quite balanced. All different industries, all different organizations and
sizes. I saw you do have a cool pie chart on your website.
It's pretty balanced.
Yeah.
That is not something that we force. It's natural and I love it. And that is also another uniqueness factor.
Yeah, but you avoided my question.
Okay.
Which is, could an asshole be a Titan 100?
So, yes, I guess they could technically slip through, but then we would find a way to push them out of the community.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. That's a fair answer.
Sure.
And on the opposite side of that, I have seen more enthusiasm in social media, people who become Titan 100s, more than any other like awards kind of a recognition kind of thing. There seems to be this kind of a fun vibe and enthusiasm around those who are in the group. Where does that come from?
Well, I'll tell you it. We want to become a member-led community. That's when we start in a market, it's Titan pushing. It's our Titan team. And we have an incredible team of people who are passionate and driven to build this very powerful community. We also have Titans in other markets that lean into the expansion of Titan into those markets. So they'll nominate Titans and they'll tell people that they know about it in there. But once you build this community, there's a sense of pride. There's a sense of excitement to belong with a cohort of other people who are in their right, titans of industry, because they think differently. They act differently. They are leaders. They are servant leaders. They are interested in supporting the community. They're interested in learning. To me, those types of people really engage in the community and the program, and that's what makes it successful.
So referring back to my last question, that's not, yeah. And that you generally have a sense of optimism and enthusiasm within the active members, right?
Correct. You have people who definitely seek the spotlight and they just come for the recognition, but that's not what Titan is. And yes, they deserve the recognition because of the company success that they've been able to achieve, but they quickly self-opt out of all the other benefits. They're not leaning into being a future judge or serving on our nomination committee or going to events. They don't come to Titan Community Day in the markets. They self-select out. And so
that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've mentioned some of the other things. So let's get our arms around it a little bit, like the whole model, because Titan CEO is more than Titan 100, right? And you wanted to talk a little bit about, I wanted you to talk a little bit about what Titan CEO is, and then Titan the third, which is
Executive
Retreat. So talk about, because that whole thing comes together, right?
It does. If you think about just the whole premise of Titans, so Titans are constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly evolving. The three-pronged approach to Titan CEO. The peer groups is how we started. But then I put that on hold while I was so focused on growing the community of the Titan 100 program. For a year, we surveyed our Titans and we said, would you have an interest in going deep and learning from your fellow Titans in peer groups? And 80% of the Titans that filled out the survey said yes. So I said, there's a need here.
Yeah.
And so we launched our Titan peer groups across the country to bring those Titans together to help them lean in to each other and work on leadership, growth, business, all of the things. And that was the biggest expansion of that division that we had last year.
So are all of these three divisions designed as businesses, business units? For example, do they pay to be in a Titan peer group? So, but they can only get in if they become a Titan first.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so from a business perspective, and I'm going to get back to the retreats, but from a business perspective, like what is the business engine? How does it look, you know, in the revenue kind of that model?
Well, it starts within the Titan 100 program. It starts with our sponsors. So we can't launch in a market without our sponsors. They've been absolutely instrumental in our growth and success in the market. Whipley is our headline sponsor here in Colorado and has been instrumental in our expansion across the country. They understand supporting entrepreneurs and CEOs and C-level executives. And so when you have sponsors, that's what underwrites a lot of the program. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, once Titans who are selected into the program, they will come to the awards program and some will bring their teams and celebrate because it is such an inspirational night. But then there's all these other benefits. There's benefits about networking with the national community, networking within local events. And we offer a membership platform for those individuals that are interested in that. And about 60 to 80% of Titans in each of the markets take it. But we want them there for life. We say once a Titan, always a Titan. Mm. So we want them as alumni. We want them engaged in this community. We want them to bring in that next gen of leadership in their organization to integrate them into the community.
Yeah.
And right now we have almost 2,000 Titans across the country that are a part of the national network.
And that's with just eight markets.
Eight markets, yes.
Yeah. And so when they do that, there's more than Titans. They're also Hall of Famers.
Yes.
And they play a different role for you, don't they? They're not just, it's not just a higher level of recognition.
Well, our Hall of Famers are really the legacy recognition. They have made the program up to 3 years. We often see that they fully understand the value of the community and more than just the recognition. So they turn around and give back in ways. They serve on the board. They also nominate and or judge other Titans that are coming in.
So to be a Hall of Famer, it's not just you have to be the Wayne Gretzky of Titans. You have to be part of building up the whole community and building the program to continue to expand.
We would love that for them. Yeah. It's not a requirement, but of course.
Yeah. So you've gone into eight markets total now. It must be like, I thought about it. What's it going to take to open a market? You don't need an office. What do you need? You have if you have national sponsors that are in those markets, they help. But what do you need to open a new market?
Well, it takes about 9 months for us to bake a program in a market, and it starts with one: you got to find your anchor sponsor, your headline sponsor. You got to bring other industry exclusive sponsors around. You got to launch a nomination committee. It starts with a nominating committee, and that is generally made up of the sponsors and or other industry partners. So we work with so many chambers of commerce and associations.
Really?
Yes.
Because some of them have their own awards programs.
Yeah.
Don't you get – like, do you ever get grumbling when you move to a new city that, like, the Business Journal, like, used to do – you know, has this, and this business organization – you're smiling. You must – do you get nasty grams?
No. In fact –
Come on.
I don't. I think they will eventually see that we are not in competition, that we are there in partnership, because together we rise by lifting others up. And any chance that we can have to celebrate success and entrepreneurship is better for the community at large. And in fact, if an association or a chamber didn't want to work with us, I would say that's sad, because I guarantee you will have members of your association that make this list. So you can either join us and be a partner, we can work together, and we can support and promote your organization to our Titans, and you can help make sure that your members get selected or have an opportunity to be recognized. It's a benefit. The other thing I'll say on this, because we've had people who are confused at first and maybe push back on us, but we are not just local recognition. We are now providing national notoriety. So any chamber or Business Journal or association, they're just recognizing people on the local level. Mm-hmm. We're offering an opportunity to shine a spotlight on each of the eight markets that we're in. So take Tampa Bay, take Wisconsin, take Phoenix. These organizations that are being recognized here, yes, there are local programs, but some of the differences is that they'll get recognized locally and they'll be recognized the night of that event, and it lives and dies with the night of the event. If they're recognized by Titan, they then get recognized on a national level in front of a national community. And then they're a part of a community and a program of long – the rest of the year, a long program where they have the opportunity to travel to any market across the country, network with other Titans.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And are we talking – are we shifting gears into your retreats and things like that?
Well, the Titan Executive Retreats is the third division that we are launching. And it started back in 2020 when I was doing executive retreats just for the peer group CEOs that I was. And I, as a member of EO, was in retreats and I loved what it did. And to me, it's just another layer of working within groups of CEOs or the CEO and their leadership team. So we have launched our executive retreat division to help groups of CEOs come together and go deeper and or the CEO and their leadership team.
So these are professionally facilitated, obviously. They'd have to be, wouldn't they?
Yes, they are. So we work with organizations to help them create a curated experience where we can bring in facilitators that are designated into areas that they specifically want to work on or just an overarching facilitator.
Got it. So, all right, this is kind of a funny question, but I'm curious. I mean, at this point, you are in your Titan 100 personified. You told me earlier that you do all of the, you MC all of the programs. You are like the gatekeeper for Titans in the country, right? So, I mean, does that get weird? Do people like all want to rub elbows with you or shrub, whatever that term is? You know, I mean, you're like the gatekeeper of the Titan world. So, yeah.
I don't know if I'm the gatekeeper, but I will tell you, I'm inspired by them. Every time I watch our video packages that we do, that we show the night of the awards, I want to rub elbows with all of them. I am in awe of what they've done, the resiliency, the tenacity, that they've demonstrated, that they've displayed. I think it lights up my world.
So, well, that sounds like a great driver for growth. How many markets are you going to be in a couple of years?
I don't know. Our BHAG is to be in 20 markets in 10 years, 20 plus markets, and have peer groups in all of those markets.
Wow.
And to have executive retreats across the country. So
that sounds awesome. You started in Colorado. Why? Yeah. You told me how you ended up here from a crazy ski trip, but talk about why you started in Colorado, this business.
Well, I met my husband out here on a ski trip and convinced him to move to the East Coast for me because I was running a company. And he came begrudgingly, but said, you have to promise me we'll eventually move back to Colorado. So what we thought would be 2 years turned into 5 years, and two kids and two dogs later, we did move here to Colorado. So I kept my promise.
Nice.
For him. But he is the reason. And he's also the reason that I'm able to do everything that I'm able to do. I couldn't do it without him.
Well, and you've got the two kids, you were telling me, they're even now they're seeing mom work.
Yeah, so I started the company back in 2019. My kids are now 8 and 10, so they were 2 and 4 at that time. That was definitely hard, but I can't do it without my husband.
Yeah.
So he takes them to all of their soccer classes and jiu-jitsu, and they're on ski team. And, I do travel and fly all over the country now a lot, but
yep,
he has been an incredible rock and support.
Cool.
So
now, two more thoughts or questions for you. First, I'd like you to share like a great story as we wrap down on this, a great story that sort of is an example of how you feel about the business and the joy that the business brings to you.
So I launched the nominations for the first Titan program back in December of 2019. I had started the company in January. I had launched the peer groups, 4 or 5 months into that, and then decided I was going to launch this program called the Titan 100 here in Colorado. And as you know, nominations opened in November. We had selected the very first year, I think we had 170 or 180 people apply for the program.
For 100 spots in your very first year. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was exciting. And we had just an incredible list. And many of those Titans you've interviewed here on this podcast that were a part of the 2020 program. Well, as you know, I sent out the congratulatory letters that the awards were going to take place in May of that year of 2020. And of course, COVID hit. In March.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, how the heck are we going to do this? Oh, that's okay. COVID's going to go away in 2 weeks, make things safe, why don't we move the awards back? So a couple of weeks. When we found out it wasn't going away, I had to take a serious look at what we were going to do because I wanted to recognize these 100 individuals. I was working to publish a book on them. I was, building out all of the details of getting them on camera for videos and, all of these things. So I was very fortunate here in Colorado, and the event was at Vehicle Vault down in Douglas County. They were able to, with the Department of Health and Environmental Services, get a variance where they could host effectively in their indoor and outdoor space up to 175 people. So it was a very rare thing. I said, well, I could either postpone this awards like every other corporate organization was doing in 2020, or I could choose to push forward and host an event for 175 people to stay within the limits.
Yeah.
So I sent out an email to the Titans letting them know that we were going to take every precaution and that this was a part of the Douglas County variance and we're going to host this awards because, gosh darn it, we need something positive to celebrate. And so the next thing I know, table sale came in and another table sale and another table sale and more tickets. And within 3 days, we had another problem because there were 60 Titans that were registered. We had sold 200 tickets.
Oh.
And there were still 40 Titans that had not decided what they were going to do. And the last thing that I want to do is host an awards program. One, that would be a problem, but that of that large. But two, how do I tell someone they can't come to their own awards program?
Yeah. You snooze, you lose. That's how you tell them.
Well, so I racked my brain and I said, how do I fix this? And I couldn't sleep. And then it came to me. I said, what if I hosted the awards program twice in the same night?
Whoa.
So I recognize 50 of the Titans in the first half and 50 of the Titans in the second half.
Wow.
So that would allow me to basically run the event from 5 to 7 and 7 to 9. And we had 330 people attend over two separate programs in the same night. And it was the only corporate awards program that happened in the entire state of Colorado for that many people.
Wow.
We did it safely, effectively. And I had Titans who said that it was the highlight of their year to be able to come with their teams, their family, their friends. Funny story is we did everything that we were supposed to do. We gave masks, you know, and we even sold the mask sponsor. I'm like, this is the first time in your life that you can actually put your logo on someone else's face. And someone was like, done, I'll take that sponsorship.
Funny. There's the sales.
But what it means for me is that is the true definition of tenacity. It's that you don't give up, no matter how difficult, no matter how many obstacles and roadblocks and pandemics that exist. That's the tenacity, and that's what every Titan that I see that we recognize exemplifies is that tenacity.
That's a great note to end on, except I'm going to ask you one more question, which is, what advice, now that you've had all this success and Titans, what advice do you give those that you're speaking to now look to you and ask you, like, you know, what should they do?
We talked about this earlier. I think everybody needs to try sales. I don't care whether it's in middle school, high school, college, you know, be that Girl Scout, go sell those cookies door to door or at the, you know, shopping centers. Sell insurance. I mean,
I told you my horrible life insurance story.
I know, but it teaches such incredible. Sell knives. Go to Cutco. There are so many amazing organizations that offer incredible training. You are always selling something. You're selling yourself. You're selling your vision. You're selling your organization. It is ever ongoing. And so if you want to know how I see the best leaders, they have all started in some kind of sales. So.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that advice. And we will wrap up on that. I'm your host, Dave Tabor. Today on ProCo 360, you've been listening to my conversation with Jamie Zalman, founder and president of Titan CEO. What a fun conversation. And we'll have to do this again sometime.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Good. Listeners, glad you're here on ProCo 360, where we say live, work, love Colorado, because you and I and my guests can be successful anywhere and choose Colorado. You make the show successful by subscribing to the ProCo 360 podcast. If you haven't yet, it's a huge help if you submit a review in your app. Thanks again to show sponsors, Via Technologies, Kinsley Meetings, Denver Angels, and Colorado Biz Magazine. That's the show. Live, work, love Colorado.